Moncrief on News Talk.
This week, the journalist Nuala Wolf wrote a piece in The Independent about how she kicked her lifelong habit of biting her nails. And what worked for her was a technique called EFT, or tapping. Anne Brannock is chair of the Irish Association of Relationship Mentors. Good afternoon, Anne.
Good afternoon, Sean. How are you?
Could you start by describing for us what is tapping? How does it work?
How does it work? Tapping works on the system of energy meridians, which I'm sure your viewers are familiar with, perhaps through acupuncture. And so each vital organ in the body has a beginning and ending energy line running through the body. For instance, the lung meridian would start in the thumb and end up around the nose. So it runs, travels up the arm, and an acupuncturist might put a needle in one of those points that are along the arm. So the tapping system works on the ends of the meridians that run into the head and the collarbones and the fingertips.
So then what's the difference between that and acupuncture? Why would you go for tapping over acupuncture or vice versa?
Oh, no, there's a good question. Yeah. I suppose when you go for acupuncture, they're going to take a history and you'll work in that way and you'll have a needle then to release the flow of energy. But with tapping, what happens is you actually get to speak what was maybe creating your anxiety, your anger, your frustration, what you're suppressing. So in that, people say that that's the one thing that they find freeing as you tap around, because you're hearing yourself say exactly how it was for you. Yeah.
So it's a kind of a combination of talk therapy as well, is it?
Oh, yes. Yes, it is. It's one tool, and it was developed originally for PTSD in Vietnam vets. And they found that, PTSD is very serious. And flashbacks and everything like that, terror that comes up, really terrifying emotions, that they were able to help the Vietnam vets talk about what had happened for them and reduce the anxiety at the same time, reduce the terror. So you're saying how terrified you were and what was terrifying you.
So does the talking and the tapping, so to speak, go on at the same time? Or do you kind of, when a client comes in, you sit them down beforehand and say, well, you know, how are you feeling?
Yes, I would sit a client down beforehand, and or at least they'd sit themselves down. And I would ask them, you know, how come they've come to me and all that, because EFT is one modality of my work. I'm a relationship mentor and I have a core training in relationship mentoring. They would then, if they're drawn to EFT, they would be already asking for that, because they'd know I practice it, or they may know somebody else who's been with me. And so if they're already asking for it, I will still listen to what they have to say about what's going on for them. So if it's a case of anxiety, what that anxiety is about. But what I'm listening for as well is a kind of core setup statement for the tapping. I'm listening to hear them exactly where they are and exactly what they're saying about themselves. So I must use their words. It must resonate with them. Yes.
Yeah. So I suppose in a way, if someone is, for instance, talking about anxiety, you're trying to get behind that and see where the anxiety is coming from. And does that then kind of give you some idea of where to tap on their body?
Oh, no, the tapping system on the body remains the same.
Ah.
But yeah, it remains the same. So I'll just give you a brief outline of where you tap, right? And say if I have a setup statement, I'll take an example for myself, okay, that I thought I was going to die. I'd say in an incident going over a weir as a child, I was swimming with my sisters and that, and we were near the weir. And next thing, I felt myself being pulled over the weir, and I felt I was going to die, right, in that moment.
Crikey.
And yeah, and so I managed to scrabble back up the weir, okay, because I was young and that, the terror stayed with me and that feeling of, and so when I took up kayaking, then every time I went on the water, I experienced anxiety, even when I wasn't in any danger. Yeah. So that's just an example to give you. So then your setup statement there would be, I felt I was going to die. Okay. And I would use that where you would put two hands on your breastbone, on close to your heart, like, and you're going to say it. I would say it. And then the emotion that went with that was terror. So saying the setup statement, I felt I was going to die, then I will get the person to tap around the top point, the crown of the head, which is, and I would be saying terror. And then the center of the forehead, inside the eyebrow, and I'm sure you've seen the rest of my website, outside the eyebrow, under the, on the bone. So you're getting the ends of the meridians that are on the face. You tap each one lightly as you're saying this, that I was terrified and the terror came up. And so they're getting to express out what's going on for them. So if you have a case where, you know, a lot of the cases that people that present, it will link back into childhood, to where they experienced fear or were afraid or never got to say or challenge an adult, you know, circumstances like that, that now show up in the present, maybe in the workplace, where you're afraid of your boss, but actually you're projecting maybe how you experienced your mother or father, a teacher, some adult, when you were maybe under 7 years of age. And it doesn't necessarily have to be that far back, but often when they are very strong triggers, their origins are in childhood.
Yeah, so I assume in your case as well, that's a fairly deeply buried trauma. Does it, and I know this is how long it's a piece of string, but, you know, generally speaking, how many sessions does it take to help and resolve those feelings?
Well, that it's different for everyone, but it can move quite quickly around a single issue. And so that one issue can be resolved within 2, 3, 4, 5 sessions, you know, that kind of thing. That one that I talked with you about, that would probably be resolved in maybe 2 or 3 sessions, because underneath that fear was also the embarrassment. So how come I'm embarrassed? Yeah. Mm. And so the embarrassment is about going home to the parents to say you weren't looking after yourself, instead of, like, when I was growing up, you were tasked with looking after yourself when you're out, of course, you know, and kids went out to play wherever. And in that situation, going home, I was with siblings, and the embarrassment was that they had seen it. And now that would go further to the parents, and there would be kind of, you know, what would you say, maybe tension around the whole thing.
Yeah.
Rather than empathy. And oh my God, if there's empathy, then the child will get to express and there will be a flow. But what happens is the parents get as big a fright as the child did. And so they may come in hard so that you don't do that again.
Mm, as yeah. And yes, yeah. Many parents have probably made that mistake. All right. For your clients then, can you would do the tapping with them while they're talking about these issues they have. And can then they go on and, you know, if they feel these feelings come back, can they tap themselves? Does that work?
Absolutely. And they do. And what they'll tell you is that there's a reduction in the strength of that trigger, say if they're out again in the workplace, that this time they're able to hold it. The reason they're able to hold it, though, Sean, is because they've become consciously aware of it. Previously, they either would have thought, you know, we either project or interject, right? We'd say, oh, I'm doing that because they made me, or I'm a terrible person, or I got it wrong. We blame ourselves or blame others. That's an unconscious response. And the tapping is bringing to consciousness what I need in the moment. And that would be what I dared not ask for as a child, you know, because even if I did go home and the parents did give out, I wouldn't be able to say to them, actually, I just need your love and care because I got an awful big fright. You know, none of us were really in a position to say that when we're children.
Yeah.
And that's why the energy gets stuck. Okay. Mm. And the relationship that I give as a therapist, as a relationship mentor to the person, is that I have explored my own story. I have been through, you know, the darker side of myself, which we all have. You know, we've all had experiences where we had to shut up, put up, and, you know, and experienced many, many people have experienced, you know, on a continuum, violence, you know, to a degree. So those experiences maybe have never been aired in public, even aired to themselves. Whereas in the therapeutic space, the relationship is the most important thing, and then the tapping.
Yeah. And yeah. I suppose it has the added beauty that the person can do it for themselves, and they can do it anywhere. They you know, don't need to go home and tap themselves. You could just excuse yourself for a few minutes and do it.
You don't even have to do that, because there's also a point halfway down your leg, and we call it the hangover point, getting close to Christmas, because it's on the gallbladder meridian, and it's at the end of the tip of your middle finger if you're standing up straight, where the tip of your finger lands on your the seam of your jeans. Yeah. You can, if you're sitting, you can quietly tap that. Once you're acknowledging the emotion, for instance, if you're in a meeting and you're feeling anxiety, yeah, and you start tapping it, just saying to yourself, you don't have to say it out loud, but just acknowledging the emotion. The difference is now, as an adult, you're able to welcome the emotion, know that it has meaning for you, and know that you will figure out what you actually need to express in the present moment.
Yeah, it helps you focus your thoughts as well. Anne, thank you so much for speaking with us today. That was Anne Brannick there, Chair of the Irish Association of Relationship Mentors. A few comments on that. Tapping is very useful, says one person I have found, and you can do it yourself without going to a practitioner. Lots of guidance online. Very normal to practice on yourself for headaches, exam stress, anything. Someone else says, I stopped biting my nails as a result of whacking, not tapping. In secondary school, I sat beside a girl with beautiful long nails who decided mine could look as good. So every time she saw my hand anywhere near my mouth, she whacked me with her metal ruler. I stopped biting my nails pretty fast. Those rulers were weapons, says Sandra. Thanks, Sandra. Wherever you are now, I still have lovely nails. That's good to know, though. Probably you're traumatised as a result of it.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.